Let's anyway bow our heads to pray. Father, thank you very much indeed for the joy of Nativity, and particularly the joy of our Nativity pageant. And we pray, Father, that as we just reflect briefly, you would draw close to us and teach us by your Holy Spirit. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, to a certain extent, I already answered my first question by speaking of the star and the Star of Bethlehem and the way that software programs of astronomy can now demonstrate to us that the star was certainly not a myth. It was something that actually would have been observed with the naked eye in Babylon and then in Jerusalem later on. But we have a question to ask, particularly as grown-ups, a question to ask. When we look at the wonderful story and we think about the shepherds and the wise men and the sheep and the angels, the question that we need to ask is this fake news or is this true truth? Is the news about the birth of the long-awaited king fake news? And this year in 2018 we've heard quite a lot about fake news. Or is there a God who finally fulfilled his promise made more than 1,000 years before that one descendant of King David would be king who would rule forever? Was the baby Jesus that descendant? Is he the long-awaited king who is now king forever? Or is the pageant just a lovely time for the children, a chance to dress up and to play the parts? It's a story made up long ago. Is it fake news or is it true truth? And in a sense, that was the decision that the kings of Israel had to answer. Is God really real? Shall I obey him? Which way shall I go? And we've seen already that there were relatively few who chose consistently to go God's way, and far more who, even if they started well, ended badly. A few who began badly and ended well. But most of them chose not to go God's way. And in the songs of the poems that was there, King Solomon had in the poem said, "His way or God's way? Which way did he go? Sadly, he went his own way." That's what Solomon chose. Or King Rehoboam or King Jeroboam, "Which his way or God's way? Which way did he go? Sadly, he went his own way." That's what Jeroboam chose. And I don't know whether you heard clearly in the poems that were read for us, but again, the words of the final refrain in that poem, "Our way or God's way? Which way will you go? Our way or God's way? Which way will you choose?" We have to choose to believe or not to believe, to obey or not to obey, to go with God or to go our own way. Just like those kings in the Old Testament, they had to choose. Are we going to go God's way? Are we going to go our own way? Now, it's much easier for us. I mean, we tend to look at the Bible and think, oh, it was easy in Bible times. It's so difficult for us. Actually, it's much easier for us because we know much more about God than any of the kings did, because God has revealed himself more and more and more over time. And, of course, the whole Christmas story is that God has come himself and become a human being just like us. God has become human. And he became human to rescue us when we were stuck, separated from God, because we have all, at some time or other, chosen to go our own way. Now, sometimes we think that Christmas is just for the children. It's easier for them to believe the whole baby in the manger thing. You know, life when you're a child, life is simple. It's clearer for them. It's less confusing and complicated. Well, remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child," he'd taken a child to put in front of them, "whoever becomes humble like a child, like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So we actually have to make a choice. Are we going to be believers in the same way that children are believers? It's not childish, but it is childlike. We need to have their simple uncomplicated faith, a very simple trust, a very simple choice, to believe, to trust, to obey. Now, of course, we all know that faithfully trusting Jesus as the King who was long awaited but has now come, it's difficult to live with him always as King. But the truths are things that we believe and we celebrate, that he has come, he died to be the Savior of everyone who believes and has been raised. The Holy Spirit will help us to live God's way, to live with Jesus as our King. But we're still coming back to that basic question. When we look at the nativity story, are we saying, is that fake news or true truth? Are we going to go our way? Are we going to go God's way? Listen again to what the poem said about Jesus. This little babe, his name will mean, when he grows up, he'll save from sin. Now you and me can ask him to forgive our sins, make life brand new. So come on now, it's time to pray to Jesus the King. He'll save you today. And what I thought we would do is have the opportunity just to say that prayer. So I've got something that I'd like you to just to hand around so everybody gets a copy. So you can see the prayer that I'm inviting you to say together. Margaret, could you just ensure that there are... Can we make sure that everybody gets a copy of that prayer? It's just an opportunity for us to affirm what we believe. Because as Christians, we're saying it's not fake news. It's true truth. It's foretold in the stars, demonstrated in the stars, in the star that was the Star of Bethlehem. That's not astrology. It is proper astronomy that showed that star was there. We're choosing to make that choice for ourselves, just as those kings had a choice to make. Were they going to go God's way? Were they going to go their own way? We have that choice to make. And Christmas is a good time for us to say, whether we've said this before or not, that we're trusting him. So let's have a chance to glance at that prayer, and then going to read it out loud. And if you'd like to read it out loud with me, that would be absolutely great. But do so if you're ready to make that choice of saying, yes, I'm not going to allow my world just to say the nativity story. It's just something that's been invented. It's just something for children. It's just about dressing up. It's fake news. No, we're saying as Christians that it is true truth. So I'm hoping everybody's within sight of one of these prayers. Let's say together, Lord Jesus, I am so glad that you are the long-awaited King. Thank you that you came as a human baby that first Christmas in Bethlehem. You came because you loved me and all people. Today I choose to recognize you as King of my life and everything. I choose to go your way. Please forgive the sin of my rebellion against you through the power of your blood shed on the cross. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may always go your way and serve you as my King forever. Amen. And if that's a prayer that any of you have prayed for the first time today, or something like that, actually becoming a Christian, please do acknowledge that. And come and let me know about that. And I'm sorry, there was the final word sentence on the bottom, wasn't there? I've got a different... My first draft did not have the final say. So let's just go for the final paragraph on the one you've got. Thank you that you have heard this prayer and have answered it. It's a very important thing. Let's continue to bow our heads. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for Christmas. Thank you so much that you love the world, that you gave your one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Father, thank you that that is your plan and purpose. Thank you that we can celebrate it. Thank you again for the pageant. And Lord, we're asking that you would help us to walk your way by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen.